Then the next one is goodness. Goodness is cheerfulness. Spiritually, it is an attitude of optimism, hopefulness, encouragement, happiness, and lightheartedness, as opposed to depression, pessimism, and burdened, down in the dumps, grumpy feelings. Proverbs 15:13.
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken.
And Acts 27:22-25.
And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me.
In this situation, they were in a tense situation. They were about to have a shipwreck, it looked. And what was Paul doing instead of panicking or being depressed or giving up or saying, well, I guess we're just done for? He had some cheerfulness and faith and other things, but he could transmit that cheerfulness to other people to give them encouragement to buck up. Okay, cheerfulness is a constant giving to others, and so can be a help in fighting selfish spirits. 2 Corinthians 9:7.
Every man, according as he hath purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
And also Romans 12:8.
Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
Cheerfulness keeps things oiled so that they run smoothly. We can see an example of how goodness works in an office group where one person is grumpy, but someone else is cheerful, and this person keeps things running smoothly in spite of the grumpy person. Goodness is one of the phases of spirit to build respect, in that if we are grumpy and negative to others, this is disrespectful.
Amen.